Welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every single day. Number one HR show in the world, bringing amazing people with amazing stories and information to the HR community. So let's get to our guest, one of my favorite. I don't get to see him enough, Josh Swaty. Welcome to Drive Through HR.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Well, it is good to hear your voice. And let's kick it off. If you would, introduce yourself to our millions of listeners, and then we'll kind of roll into what's up with you.
Awesome. First time on the show here. I'm excited to be here. So Josh Swaty, I work for HireVue. I'm Vice President of Business Development, which means I run all of our strategic partners and alliance programs. Been here since 2009, which was one of the first five employees that Mark, our founder, brought on, and so it's been a fun ride here. We can talk a little bit about that in a bit. And before that, I spent 5 years at a company called HireRight, no relation, but great group of people over there. We had a fun ride there too. And so I've been in HR. This will be, I think, my eighth HR tech. Let's see, first one was in 2004, ninth HR tech. So really excited about all the innovation that's happening right now. And there's just, with all the acquisitions, the whole landscape's changed over the past 18 months. So it's interesting to see what's going on.
You know, what's funny, Josh, is as we roll up to HR Tech, there's all these announcements. I mean, I think the last count is 168 press releases that have gone out in the last 3 weeks. There's so many things going on. And, you know, HR Tech, for me, it's my favorite conference. I mean, there's a lot of conferences that are out there, and I attend and speak at a lot of them. But I love this show, and I used to years ago love the expo hall. Now I love the press room. For kind of the same reason, having great conversations. But before we get into a lot of the HireVue and Josh related content, what's your take? How long have you been coming to HR Tech, and if you couldn't go to HR Tech, how would it kind of sink you into depression, et cetera? No, I'm just kidding. What's your take on HR Tech?
Well, you're not going to find a bigger fan than me. I mean, I'm a little biased, William, because, doing the partner thing, I get the entire industry under one roof for 2.5 days. I mean, I'm like a kid in a candy store, right? So you're able to have so many conversations and get so much stuff done, because everybody's condensed in a certain area, right? And so, you and I will be going back and forth between the expo hall and up in, the analyst briefing room and all that stuff, and I just think it's great, and it's the show's really grown. I mean, not just from the attendees, but the exhibitors. And one thing that always frustrates me, sometimes buyers will say, "Oh, vendors this, vendors that." It's just it's a great place to learn. Like if you're an HR professional, I don't care how big of a technology person you are. If you're an HR professional and you're not going to this show, it's a huge mistake. I mean, you can learn so much in a short amount of time and go back to your teams and share that with them. I don't understand why this isn't just a fixture for everybody, but it still is a huge show. And I just love going there. And it's good seeing old friends meeting new friends and seeing what's happening. You can really see all the trends that are going on in the marketplace, and you always are going to learn stuff. So it's exciting. And the other thing I think Bill Cutick's done a really good job with, and with Steve now in the mix as well, Steve Bose, the agenda. I mean, looking at it, it's loaded with practitioners at executive levels, but the topics, very diverse group of topics, and I just think they would do a good job putting that all together.
Genius. We're going to kind of probably go back and forth on a lot of HR tech stuff related. But why don't we do this? We always ask the question, what's keeping you up at night? But I want to ask you the question, you know, in a way that basically, what's keeping HireVue's clients up at night or their prospects up at night? Like, what do you see when you're interacting with folks that's kind of the main driver for some pain or anxiety or excitement in their lives?
Well, it's interesting. We actually just had our annual customer advisory board. We take about 10 of our customers and, you know, show them a bunch of stuff that's coming and get their ideas and input and stuff. But we always ask them questions like that, like what keeps you up at night, you know? And I think and the group, it's not just big companies. There's some small to medium businesses in there, diverse industries. You know, I think they're all struggling because technology and, I guess, solutions in our space is advancing at such a rapid rate that they can't keep up with anything. Like, by the time they decide they want to do something and roll it out, there's new innovative things that are out there. And so they're having trouble sifting through all of the noise that's out there from analysts, from consultants, from their peers, from, you know, the sales rep that's calling them, from the customer success person that's telling them, hey, you need to optimize, you know, the system. And so it's really, really hard as a talent acquisition or an HR professional today to sift through all that. And so that's pain point number one. Pain point number two is, if you think about, you know, how much, I'm going to talk a little about recruiting because that's where we spend some of our time at HireVue. If you think about how much things have changed in the past 5 years, you know, not just with social, but how easy it is to apply for jobs and the technology advances in the application process, you know, they can't get through all of their candidates, right? So for the hard-to-fill jobs, they can't find good candidates, and for the high-volume ones, they can't get through them because there's just too much mass there. And so that's what they're asking us about, is come to us with solutions that's going to make it easier for me to put the right candidate in front of my hiring manager, not waste their time, not waste the candidate's time, and get people hired quickly that can contribute on the job day one. And so it's just interesting seeing how technology and the advances there are playing such a critical role to cause disruption in the market, but it's also causing a little bit of pain for the buyers.
Nice. You know, I was looking at the HireVue website last night, which is one of my favorites in this space, and I was reading up on this talent, you know, interaction platform. First of all, what is that, A, and why do you think, and I mean, it seems like really unique positioning, but before I try to, you know, I'll probably get it wrong, why don't you tell us what it actually is?
Yeah. Well, you know, remember, William, like we're out creating something new that doesn't really exist today, right? Versus if you think about maybe other companies that are out there, they're trying to maybe do something that people are already doing today, but they're trying to do it better, you know? So they might sell an onboarding tool, or they might or a performance management tool, and their company's already doing that, but there's better ways to do it. We're out there trying to reinvent the way that workers interact with each other on a daily basis. So we got our start, you know, doing interviewing, and we've gotten really strong at, you know, introducing tools like HireVue's on-demand interview, HireVue OpenView, HireVue CodeView for software engineering positions. And so our customers kept coming to us. It's like, listen, this is great. We need stuff for the different types of interviews that are happening at different stages. But they also started pulling us in different directions away from interviewing because of the power of actually recording a video of something and storing that, and then the workflow engine that we've got, being able to share that around with people and then let workers collaborate, comment, scores, et cetera. They're like, this can be used for way more than just interviewing or way more than just, you know, early pre-screening. And so what Talent Interaction Platform is all about is a whole suite of different tools that are put together, all built from the ground up on one code base, that are allowing companies, for candidates, you know, who have voices, to tell their story and demonstrate their ability to work. Now, on the flip side, if you've got managers and recruiters, you know, it's hard to do their jobs. And so that's what HireVue does, is it makes it a lot easier for those three audiences to work together. And now what we're starting to do is expand outside of interviewing. You'll see on our site something for HireVue onboarding. We're not going to be, you know, going out and doing all the paper forms from the first day, but it's more so, all right, William Tincup just got hired at a new company instead of sending an email around talking about why he's awesome, why he's excited to come here, introduce him via video, and then have everybody in the organization answer those same questions. And so just like you might at home with your DVR and or throwing it up on your Apple TV, like you can have, you know, as a new employee, you can be looking through your future team members and their profiles and get an idea what they're all about. So on day one, you know who everybody is, and you're so much more informed and you're ready to contribute. And so that's our first kind of non, I would say, recruiting application, and that's part of the talent interaction platform. And we're going to have more to come in the future, but that's the beginning and the foundation to build out.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about your customers and who this I'm going to call it TIP, the talent interaction.
Okay.
Am I the first to call it TIP? No, probably not. Anywho, who's it suited for? I mean, is this a large company? Is it more than 1,000 employees? Like, where's the use case from the customer perspective? Those that are interested in something like this, who do they look like?
Any size, really. We've got small to medium businesses. We've got, you know, Fortune 10, right, and higher. So anybody can use this. The bottom line is it's the whole platform provides a new way for candidates to tell their story and have their voices heard. And, you know, but built with, like, the recruiting process, the onboarding process in mind. So there's a bunch of workflow around it. So anybody can use it.
And do you – you obviously work with an ecosystem. I mean, I know that you do, you know, have partnerships, which we should definitely get into, like, what you do for the firm. I'm assuming that you work with a lot of other, you know, different providers that are out there, and so this kind of can go back and forth to maybe some of the systems that they already use, right?
Yeah, exactly. So when I first came over here, you know, Mark's like, listen, I need you to build out a partner ecosystem because we want to be part of the workflow that happens every day. We don't want to force users to change everything that they're doing and have to go into separate systems. And so, you know, the first question we would get is, all right, yeah, we like this, but it has to integrate in my applicant tracking system. So back in 2009, we integrated with Taleo Enterprise Edition, Taleo Business Edition, and that was kind of our first partnership that we signed. And, you know, at the time, you know, Taleo, you know, like their target market was right in the sweet spot for what we were going for initially, you know, and so we did that. And now we've got a whole ecosystem of partners that we've signed up where we can integrate HireVue into their recruiting software. We've got relationships with, like, assessment companies. We've got interview content that can be loaded into HireVue. We've got relationships with candidate relationship management tools or recruitment marketing tools. And so we're just looking, what I do in my job is I look for different companies or solutions that are part of our users' workflow every day and find easy ways to integrate that in to make that easier. And so we've got a diverse set of partners that we manage, and now that we're going to be getting into non-recruiting, there's a bunch more that are going to open up, and I'm really excited about that.
How does business development work, Josh? I mean, why should, you know, the HR practitioner, the recruiting practitioner, why should they care about, when they're looking at different technologies, that ecosystem that you mentioned, why should they even care about that type of stuff?
It's a great question. You know, it's interesting. If you look back at some of the large platforms have kind of come and gone over the past 10 years, the big ones always had a partner ecosystem. And the reason why is because you're trying to find ways to create more value for your users by tying different things together to make their world easier. And so that's why it's important to the buyer, right? So, you know, like I said earlier at the beginning of our conversation, you know, they're just getting hit from so many different angles and the level of innovation that's happening. There's new stuff popping up all the time. And so you still have to keep your customer in mind. And so we figure if we can integrate into their existing processes, if they're into their existing technology to make recruiters or users or managers or whatever more efficient, they're more likely to stay on our platform for the long haul, right? So, and you'll hear so many people talk about integrated talent acquisition, integrated talent management, from hire all the way to fire. So a lot of companies will try and offer that full suite to themselves, but what customers might not realize is underneath that there might be an ecosystem of 100 different partner solutions that also plug in that provide value, right? So that's really, for business development, that's, you know, that's kind of how we define it here over at HireVue is, you know, looking for different relationships that are either going to provide integration opportunity or the flip side of that is like different channels for us to sell our product through. You know, so we might decide to have a go-to-market partner in a certain geography around the globe, but we don't want to hire full-time HireVue resources just yet, but we can dip the toe in our toe in the water with some partners who can help us execute. So those are kind of the two different ways we look at business development over here at HireVue.
Nice. Josh, let me do a quick reset. Everybody, you're listening to Drive Through HR, Brian and William, on with Josh Swady from HireVue. And so, Josh, my question is, you guys are building out a huge, I mean, robust, very, you know, very innovative kind of approach to kind of the life, employee life cycle as far as the touches. So how does that really work with the mobile, I mean, kind of the mobile portable kind of nature that everything's moving? Does it work? Will it work? Is maybe that the new next thing that we need to look at with as far as your solution and video solutions in general?
Yeah, so mobile is core to everything that we do. We had the first candidate interviewing iOS on Apple app, but just under 2 years ago we launched that, and since then we've added that on Android, and then we've also introduced hiring manager apps where hiring managers, just kind of like that VBR example I gave earlier, they can scan through different candidates, compare and contrast on the same question, rate candidates, score candidates, add comments. So we've got it for the candidates doing the interviews. We've got it for the managers doing the reviews, and same with the recruiters. And then we've also got live interview apps where you could do interactive interviews versus the one I was talking about earlier was our on-demand, which is kind of a one-way asynchronous pre-screen. But mobile is important for one big reason is convenience, right? I mean, I don't have to cite any stats about how much time people spend on their smartphones or their tablets, but the big thing with that is people are moving. They're mobile. They're going around. And when we talk to our customers, they want to make it as easy as possible and as convenient as possible for their candidates to interact with them. And so that's why mobile is a big piece of what we're doing. And so that's, you know, you have to do that. I was actually at Workday Rising a couple weeks ago, and you know they're up there talking about they're building out their new recruiting platform, and they're talking about how when they were doing their product development and product strategy, they actually started mobile first. Like everything they were designing for everything that they were going to do was going to work first on mobile, and then everything else will take care of itself. And so I think if you're starting a company today, you know, you have to have a mobile strategy out of the gates because that's where your users are going to be spending a majority of their time.
Perfect. So what's the one thing that you get asked, because, I mean, you're obviously – you know, in kind of the channel development, business development side of the world. So what's the one thing that you get asked about the most as you're going through that process with clients, partners, kind of your whole ecosystem?
I think from, like, the client perspective, like our sales reps will bring my team in, you know, either to an existing customer or prospective customer to talk about it. And I think they just want to understand what it is. You know, they don't, at first glance, it's like, yeah, I want my integration with my applicant tracking system, but they don't understand how we can also tie into their sourcing strategies. We announced a partnership with LinkedIn, which is unique to the industry, to where we're going to be, if one of our customers is on LinkedIn Recruiter, which most of them are, you know, you're going to have, you know, data passed back and forth automatically between Recruiter and HireVue, and from like a recruiter user's perspective, that's huge because they're living in Recruiter. They don't want to have separate systems, and so all the candidate data is going to pass back and forth and have like little LinkedIn icons in our system. And so that's like an example, like showing the customer, it's like, listen, this isn't just about the platform that you bought from us, but all the other things that we can plug into. So that's kind of the thing. It's more of a generic, like, well, what is the ecosystem and who's in the ecosystem and what kind of value can that provide? Like on the flip side, though, if it's like a prospective partner calling me, what are they asking about? You know, we're getting a lot of calls internationally from companies who recognize that this has really taken off over here in the States, and they kind of want to get a little bit ahead of the curve, you know, somewhere else around the globe, you know, so they're calling in, trying to get an understanding of what's happening in the market and can they ride some of that momentum and, you know, either build consulting services or you know, try to represent us somewhere else around the globe.
Josh, business development is actually pretty difficult. There isn't kind of an association, especially in the HR and recruiting world. Secret LinkedIn groups probably exist, Facebook groups exist, et cetera. But how do y'all get together? Like, is it, you've been doing this for a long time, so you've got a great Rolodex of all the people, your peers in the space that do this type of work. How do y'all get together and talk about best practices, or do you talk about best practices?
Well, I wish we did more often, but I'm not sure how familiar you guys are with Influence HR, George LaRocque's symposium he started this year. So interesting, it's a group of, you know, it's targeted actually at the HR services provider, you know, talking about how do you not only do you go talk about how do you do effective partnership stuff, but how do you do go-to-market, how do you message to the HR buyer because they're overwhelmed. And so George actually asked me to speak in May. I went and spoke at that, just talking about that same topic, like what's biz dev, like how do you put together channel strategies, how is it successful in HR, and it was fun having some people in the room who kind of shared similar points of view. I wish there was something more formal, but it's more so just kind of, you know, just catching up with people, whether it's at conferences or on the phone, and just, you know, a lot of times I'll have like a dilemma and I'll call somebody who's like totally unrelated, like, hey, what would you do in this situation, you know, if you encountered it? So I wish it was more formal than it is, but there is a secret society of us out there, but there's like secret handshakes and stuff, and I can't really talk about that.
I totally understand. Hey, I've got to tell you, first of all, a couple things. For everybody listening to the phone call, I know you're probably already following the hashtag HRTechConf. But if you're not, please do, because it's just fantastic. HR Marketer put out a whole bit, and they're tracking all the statistics and everyone that's kind of tweeting over there. But it's the ecosystem. You know, if you care about HR, you care about recruiting, you care about technology, this is kind of our, you know, once a year we all get together. And those that can't be there, this is a wonderful way to kind of see what's going on, et cetera. So make sure you're following that hashtag. Josh, we would be remiss if we didn't at least congratulate you on some recent announcements. I'm just assuming that you have a whole lot of new friends this week that you probably didn't have last week. But more than anything else, you've been through this before. You've been through funding. You've been through this type of stuff. Does it change anything for you? Does funding change fundamentally? Does it change anything for Josh?
No, and not really our company at all, right? I mean, we, Mark Newman, our founder, he got up at our company meeting a couple months ago, and when the money had come in and we finalized everything with Sequoia, which we're very excited about, we talked about what does this mean for us. I mean, yeah, it allows us to invest additional capital into building out our product, which we've wanted to do, growing internationally, adding more rockstar team members, but it doesn't change anything in terms of how we're executing, you know. And there's plenty of companies in the late 90s and the early 2000s who took a bunch of venture capital.